The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
I won! Yahoo!
Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sarge, High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again!
Platoon, present cell phone. High five!
High five!
Casino!
Casino!
Win at HighFiveCasino.com!
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Before we get started, please rate and review our show. It helps people find us. On this episode of Sports Illustrated Weekly, what do you know about psychedelics? Most likely what you've heard about drugs like LSD, magic mushrooms, or ketamine come from movies or anti-drug campaigns. But what if we told you that psychedelics might serve as therapeutics for mental health issues? In a report from SI Copy Chief Julie Kliegman, we hear from current and former athletes like Aaron Rodgers, Kenny Stills, and Daniel Carcillo about the potential medical benefits and the attendant controversy in using drugs like ayahuasca, ketamine, DMT, and psilocybin in an attempt at improving mental health. I'm your host, John Gonzalez. From Sports Illustrated and iHeartRadio, this is Sports Illustrated Weekly.
Dark, my eyes are closed, and it's like the outline of this temple, and it looked like an outline of a human with like this it's gonna sound crazy, but with like this wolf skin like sheep head on it, and it was just like ascending to the top of this pyramid. I'm seeing this and I'm like, what? Like I don't understand what's going on. And then the music changes, so it's almost like immediately my brain went to the next picture. It felt like some type of Buddhist temple, and I had this like bird's eye view of this Buddhist temple that was like all concrete, just like with fire coming out, and there's all this like greenery all around. It was like I was in a jungle. And then the music changed again, and I was inside of a temple, and it was just pitch black dark. And I wasn't afraid, but I was by myself and there was no light. And at that point in time, I didn't know if I was still like in the room, because the ketamine can be so strong that it'll make you feel like, am I even still here? You know, am I on another planet? Am I another dimension? Like, where am I? So I asked the therapist, like, hey, are you here? And, you know, she came over to me and she held my hand. And when she held my hand, I knew that I was like still in the room. For her to come and hold my hand and give me that peace allowed me to go deeper into the experience, and things started to wear off. So I took the headphones off and we started to have a conversation about what I was seeing.
The visions former NFL player Kenny Stills was seeing were thanks to ketamine, a psychedelic drug. Ketamine is completely legal in the United States and therefore shouldn't be a problem in the league either. But when media outlets report stories like this, they can get lost in the strange and fantastic things athletes like Kenny were seeing. That isn't as important as what he was seeking.
I was diagnosed with like a small case of depression in 2016. And I like to refer to that time as like being underneath a cloud, you know, just like a permanent cloud. Because the word depression is just, I guess it's kind of scary, but I think when I think about that time, I felt like it was just very, very dark and cloudy.
Elite athlete mental health care overall is having a moment of greater recognition and support, especially in light of disclosures from current athletes on the biggest stages, like Naomi Osaka and Simone Biles.
It is hard to talk about mental health because people can't see it, they can't grasp it. For them, it's not an injury, but it almost is, and it has a worse effect on you on a daily basis.
Seeking therapy for mental health problems is a widely accepted treatment, but there's still stigma around taking medication of any kind for mental illness. Traditional antidepressants often have side effects like mental fog and lethargy, which don't appeal to athletes. That's why Ronan Levy, co-founder and chairman of Field Trip, a company that provides psychedelic-assisted psychotherapy, thinks psychedelics may be more appealing.
I had this image of the archetype of like a 28-year-old bro from Pittsburgh as a person who would probably rather be dead than ever caught in a therapist's office. But then I asked myself, could I convince that person to try mushrooms once? And the answer I came back to is probably yes. And if you can get someone to have that kind of spiritual opening experience just once, then you open the door for much more meaningful conversations around mental and emotional health and well-being.
But psychedelics carry their own baggage too, thanks to a multitude of anti-drug campaigns from 70s PSAs to the DARE program from the 1990s.
This is your brain on drugs. Any questions?
Daniel Poneman, an NBA agent from Beyond Athlete Management, knows what place psychedelics hold in the cultural imagination.
Some people still look at it as like something that crazy hippies do, or, you know, something, you know, your parents did at Woodstock, and don't recognize these as legitimate life-saving medicines. And tell someone over and over, you know, point to the statistics and the clinical studies show how many lives these can save, but people, it's still widely stigmatized. So I think, yeah, there are athletes that I know who've had life-changing experiences with these medicines, but only a few of them are brave enough to speak out for fear of being stigmatized.
When I started researching for this story, that stigma made it difficult to find any players or former players willing to talk about their psychedelic use. Then on August 3rd, Aaron Rodgers went on a podcast and spoke about using ayahuasca, a psychoactive tea containing the hallucinogenic drug DMT.
To me, one of the core tenets of your mental health is that self-love. And that's what ayahuasca did for me, was help me see how to unconditionally love myself. And what better way to work on my mental health than to have an experience like that.
Back-to-back NFL MVP Aaron Rodgers was a strong endorsement for psychedelics, no doubt. But in the wake of his confession, the media reacted in a way that showcases exactly why players find psychedelic use so hard to talk about.
DMT is classified as a Schedule I drug, the same as heroin and ecstasy.
Trust me on this. Roger Goodell is not going to be good with the way that you went about finding your true self. Yeah.
So Aaron drank a psychedelic tea that made him hallucinate and yak, and he said it took him to a different realm.
Often, mental health problems that would compel an athlete to seek the kind of treatment that psychedelics may provide are shrugged off by those looking in from the outside. As Simone Biles said earlier in the show, when people can't see the trauma, it's harder for them to grasp. But even if fans watch their favorite players get smashed up nightly, they might not understand what kind of trauma they're trying to escape with psychedelics.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
I won! Yahoo!
Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sort. High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again.
Platoon, present cell phone. High Five.
High Five.
Casino.
Casino.
Win at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
We started hitting at 4 years old. So I started essentially changing my brain chemistry then for the worse.
That's former NHL enforcer Daniel Carcillo, a man whose job it was to hit and be hit.
Meanwhile, Carcillo is growing some rights on his own.
Pierre-Edward Belmar challenged him.
In March, I got my seventh concussion. And these symptoms were just exasperated. I wanted nothing to do with my kid. I was isolating. I didn't want to go to the rink. We won the Stanley Cup that year. I didn't go to the banner raising. I retired pretty abruptly. Wanted nothing to do with any of the people in hockey, to be honest.
CTE, or chronic traumatic encephalopathy, is a progressive brain condition linked to repeated blows to the head and concussions. CTE may cause mental health and behavioral issues, including depression, anxiety, impulsivity, and aggression. Daniel Carcillo had the kind of blows to the head that lead to CTE and had early symptoms of the side effects, so he started looking for solutions.
This PhD biochemist and my former teammate met me at this farm and surprised me with a large dose of psilocybin. It was the most difficult 2.5 hours of my life, but what it did was it woke up my brain. And it woke up my serotonin system and my nervous system and my brain hemispheres that were definitely shut down from emotional and physical trauma. And then I went home with a microdose regimen because I knew that it's like, it can't just be high dose. It's because I've had so much sustained trauma that I need to continue to introduce this on a sub-perceptual level.
Psilocybin, or what we'd call magic mushrooms, worked so well for Carcillo that he started Wisana Health. His focus is now on developing a holistic wellness program for people with traumatic brain injuries that will include psilocybin treatment. But the success of his business, which is attached to names like Mike Tyson and Juliana Pena, might hinge on garnering FDA approval for clinical trials of psilocybin in the US. Out of the classic psychedelics like LSD or acid, psilocybin, or magic mushrooms, mescaline in peyote, DMT in ayahuasca, and ketamine, only ketamine is legal. This means that studies showing their efficacy in dealing with everything from depression to CTE are slow coming, and the science community is divided.
there's kind of this interesting back and forth that I see in psychedelic research of kind of one group describing these as kind of going to change the world and change psychiatry forever, and one group that's like, they don't work and it's all a scam.
That's Courtney Campbell-Walton, the McKenzie postdoctoral research fellow at the University of Melbourne. He co-wrote the article, Advancing Elite Athlete Mental Health Treatment with Psychedelic-Assisted Psychotherapy.
As far as I'm aware, that's the first paper that's ever discussed psychedelic work in athlete populations. My interests at the moment are very much like, how could this work? How's this going to look in the future? And also kind of preparing for the fact that it likely will happen.
Those are the big questions right now. One, does it work? Anecdotally, Kenny Stills, Daniel Carcillo, and others say yes. But what does the science say?
These trials are so controlled. There is so much planning. There's so much regulation. There's so much exclusion of, you know, anyone that there might be some issues. But it's a very different setting to someone who's read an article online about how someone was in a trial and took psychedelics and their depression's cured, and so then they want to go and do it themselves. You don't want to shut these things down because they're exciting and they're promising and it looks like there could be something there, but at the same time, I'm very cautious about being like, yeah, they're amazing. Everyone should go and give it a go.
So the jury is out, but results are promising, which brings up the second question. How would psychedelics even work in sports?
In my opinion, we're a long way from athletes being able to do this outside of trials. And then in sport, there's a whole bunch of other things we need to think about. Do athletes using these substances have negative side effects on their performance? That's obviously going to be a really key factor in terms of whether athletes want to engage in these things, whether teams, clubs, organizations are supportive of athletes using these substances. And on the other hand is, you know, if there are positive side effects outside of mental health, obviously we want to improve mental health, but if these things have, for whatever reason, positive effects on more kind of physical attributes, then that's kind of a whole nother kettle of fish that kind of needs to be explored. So we need to do a whole bunch of trials to really understand what are the kind of other effects on top of mental health that are relevant to sport.
I reached out to major men's and women's pro sports leagues, as well as the International Olympic Committee, to determine whether psychedelic use is allowed. The World Anti-Doping Agency, which governs Olympics policy, bans MDMA from use during competition, but doesn't mention other psychedelics. The NBA and WNBA prohibit ketamine, LSD, and MDMA in their drugs of abuse category. MLB prohibits those, and also ayahuasca, psilocybin, and mescaline. None of the other leagues contacted responded with policy information. So right now, it's not looking good for psychedelics in sports. Kenny Stills doesn't think the NFL would be receptive to the idea either.
The league has probably done a good job of keeping those conversations too far up, you know, out of the headlines. But I mean, obviously there's a stigma around psychedelics and being more of like a hippie drug and people really just not understanding the benefits of the different plant medicines that are out there and just how they can help us.
Generally, leagues are conservative and reactionary. Like cannabis before it, professional sports won't greenlight psychedelics until the sentiment of the people is overwhelmingly for it. Psychedelics will have to shake off that taboo stigma.
I'm starting to see more people now talk about, and you see the Netflix documentaries that have come out for the past couple of years. But yeah, there's just this stigma around psychedelics, and just people, I think, honestly, are afraid to be transparent about their experiences with them.
The only way that you move the needle is through celebrities or athletes. The only way you destigmatize is when they start doing it, the rest of everybody else starts doing it, right?
I think for the athlete community who may feel that same kind of resistance to conventional talk therapy and cognitive behavioral therapy, there's certainly a glow around psychedelics that make them seem cool. And I think that's going to help people take a step into exploring this, whereas other paths may have been off limits.
Thanks for listening, and a reminder to please rate and review the show. It helps people find us. Sports Illustrated Weekly is a production of Sports Illustrated and iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite shows. And for more of Sports Illustrated's best stories and podcasts, visit si.com. This episode of Sports Illustrated Weekly was produced by Jordan Rizzieri, Jessica Yarmosky, and Isaac Lee, who is also our sound engineer. Our senior producers are Dan Bloom and Harry Swartout. Our executive producers are Scott Brody and me, John Gonzalez. And our theme song is by Nolan Schneider.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Woo!
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your high-five moment today? Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.